Sonia Gandhi, the Italian-born heir to the Nehru Gandhi dynasty in India, has turned down the job of prime minister. Her Congress party and its allies won the most seats in the parliamentary elections that ended last week. But today, Gandhi said she did not want to be the new leader of the world's largest democracy. NPR's Philip Reeves is in New Delhi.
She rescued India's Congress party from decline after her husband Rajiv's assassination. She campaigned furiously on the election trail. But in the end, Sonia Gandhi informed the world she doesn't want to be the fourth member of the Gandhi-Nehru family to lead India. With her grown-up children, Rahul and Priyanka, the dynasty's next generation, in attendance, she explained her decision.
It is my inner voice, my conscience. Our foremost responsibility at this critical time is to provide India with a secular government that is strong and stable.
As she spelled out her position in the central hall of India's parliament, her distressed fellow Congress Party politicians begged her to change her mind. One said the inner voice of the Indian people wanted her to lead them. Sonia Gandhi said she wouldn't reverse her decision.
I'm aware that I am causing anguish to you also, but I think if you trust me, allow me to take my decision.
When rumors of her decision began to circulate, well before the announcement, hundreds of supporters gathered outside her New Delhi residence. They were eager to counter claims from Hindu nationalist extremists within the BJP, the party that led the defeated government, that Sonia Gandhi is unfit to lead the nation because she wasn't born in India. Party activist Meera Singh was among a group of women lying on the sweltering hot road outside Gandhi's home in protest.
We want only Sonia Gandhi. She is an Indian. She is a mother of two Indian-born child, and she is a wife of our Rajiv Gandhi, and she became widow here, and she lived with us.
Some party officials, such as Devnan Kunwar, argued that Sonia Gandhi was shirking her responsibilities.
She is the leader of the entire coalition, so she has to take that responsibility. She is in private life, admitted, but she is in public life, in the best tradition, being the Nehru-Gandhi family.
Sonia Gandhi!
Sonia Gandhi's reasons have yet to become clear. Some believe her children were worried for her safety. Her husband Rajiv and mother-in-law Indira were killed by assassins. Other Congress officials, like lawyer Siddharth Madrath, believe her opponents forced her out, setting a dangerous precedent.
You back down once and you give in to intellectual terrorism, if I can call it that, and it's never going to end.
The spotlight now falls on her replacement. She said to favour Manmohan Singh, a 71-year-old former finance minister and architect of India's economic reforms in the early 90s. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.